What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
One more time for the good weather out.
Hey. Feels fantastic outside.
Yeah, it's
I don't
not
know
bad.
What it's gonna feel like it's a good look. In like 3 hours. Maybe a little hotter than this, but it feels great.
Yeah, but I mean 90 degrees after days of 114. Yeah, it feels all right. Why are there so many jokes? What did I miss in the handoff?
I don't know. I hadn't even really looked in the chat.
They say Kenny looked like he about to do all the things your man won't do.
You know, I'm just out here just doing what I can, and you know,
I can't tell if Casey.
I'm keeping it cool today, man.
I can't tell if Casey about to eat a sandwich or drop an R&B track.
I don't understand that one.
Well,
I think
everyone on Twitter understands that one. Kenny about to say,
"Kiss my ass."
I love you from
that much
bottom to the top.
Yeah, good old Stephen Brown. 5'3", 144. Getting the jokes off. It's all good.
I thought that was part of the handoff. I was like, what was y'all talking about?
No,
today?
I didn't even get a chance to look at my people in the comments. What up to my people in the comments, man? I didn't get a chance to see what was going on.
Well, shout out to the Chatty House brought to you by Matthews Mattress. Head over to MatthewsMattress.com. Find one of the 10 locations nearest you when you go in there to get your new mattress. Make sure you tell them you're part of the Chatty House. Trista Crick later on today. Jason Jones in the final hour of the show. We're thrilled that you're here with us. If you're on the Odyssey app, salute. Tune in. What's good? 98.5 FM HD2 for all those with the fancy radios or electric vehicles. Shout out to those going old school on 1320 AM. Then, of course, everybody on Twitch and YouTube. Because Twitter's making us pay for a broadcast.
They tripping.
And as usual, Twitter can go to hell.
That's crazy. They bugging. Do better.
However, the art of getting information out there through Twitter is alive and well, even when it's often misinformation. Sometimes it's not. And today it appears that Brandon Ayuk has hit the temper tantrum stage of his contract negotiation where he's telling everybody he wants a trade. All right, pal.
Brandon Ayuk, man. This. I had a conversation on the way in with my man, Alan. Shout out to him. Alan, a Bears fan.
And I was going to say, wasn't he busy at the time? But never mind.
No, it's Alan, a Bears fan.
Okay.
But look, if I was like a front office person, we would have to have some hard conversations, some difficult conversations. You know, I would show respect. I wouldn't bring this stuff to the public. That's what I don't think should be done by the 49ers.
If you were who?
If I was working in the front office, not a front office or anything else like that, or any front office during these contract negotiations, we'd have to have some difficult conversations that, like I said, I try to keep out of the public. But one of them is Brandon Ayuk. I think you're a hell of a wide receiver. I want you here in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I want this to work. Mm-hmm. Let's go get this thing, you know, back to the top and see if we can get the job done this time.
Well, there's the bottom to the top reference that the Chatty House was waiting for, but I got you.
You know, big ups to Joe. I got love for Joe. That's my guy.
Be here in a couple weeks.
Yeah. But look, Brandon Ayuk, the reality of the situation is I feel like you're replaceable.
Mm.
So we're going to try and make this happen. I'm going to try and pay you. I'm going to try and make sure you get paid. But all this other stuff that you're doing, I mean, we don't need all that. We don't need all that. I don't know if maybe I'm having this type of reaction based off that Pivot interview. You didn't see the Pivot interview. That was interesting, to say the least. There was a handful of times where I was like, all right, get this guy out of here. Mm-hmm. Get him out of here. Like, this is not conducive to winning. Like, get him out of here. But then you would calm down, be like, hey, he's just speaking his mind. And you come back and say, he's a really good receiver. Let's try to make this work. Mm-hmm. I think that's what John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, all these guys, they probably did twice throughout that whole interview if they watched it. Because it was, I don't, Brandon Ayuk, his mission is to make as much money as possible. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
It is above winning, in my opinion. That's the perception he gave off after watching him speak for that 45 minutes. Winning is secondary. Making as much money as possible is first.
What specifically, if you can recall, I'm not asking you to quote him. Mm-hmm. What did he say in that Pivot interview that makes you think, that gave you the impression that winning wasn't the most important thing to him?
It was definitely about the, I don't want to quote him. I don't remember specifically the quotes, but, you know, ain't no hometown discount going on here. It's time for me to get paid. You know what I mean? And that's first
okay,
and foremost.
There's nothing
wrong.
That's okay.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
But let's be clear.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're about. It doesn't mean you don't want to win as well, but if it came down to if you can make $30 million or you can win a Super Bowl, you taking the $30 million. There's nothing wrong with it, but let's be clear. Let's just be real with what it is.
Why do they have to be mutually exclusive?
Because you can't win you can't make $30 million here in San Francisco, and this is your best chance to win a Super Bowl. So if you want to make $30 million, you're going to have to go to a lesser team, and you're going to have to be okay with that. You're going to have to be okay with that. And that's what when people talk about this and the 49ers and BA and all this other stuff, there's nothing wrong with getting your money. But understand, if you don't take a bit of a discount, if you don't take maybe a little less than you feel your market is worth,
mm-hmm.
you're lowering your opportunity to win. And if you're okay with that, say it with your chest. Say it with your chest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but that's the thing people don't want to do. Because they don't want to be looked at as somebody that's not about winning. Like, if you all about the money, say you're all about the money first. And leave it at that. Take the hits and the criticism and stand on business with it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want $30 million, which the Niners aren't willing to give you and can't really give you with the way things are set up and about to be set up, say, hey, I don't really care about being in the best winning situation. I want to go make the most money. Just say it.
You're describing 99% of professional athletes, though.
That's fine. Not Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, Jalen Brunson will be talked about to the end of time because it probably literally won't be a one of one. Mm-hmm. But this whole, like, I know you brought it up yesterday. I saw in you know, the computer was listening, so when I got home to do some research on our YouTube work recently, I saw a video titled something along the lines of is Brunson setting a new trend? It was the same question you posed yesterday. Mm-hmm. The answer is definitively no. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that we addressed that yesterday, but the answer is no. First apron, second apron, third apron, it don't matter. Guys aren't passing on $113 million. The reason you have it, so Ayuk, and I don't know Brandon Ayuk's representative situation. A lot of guys represent themselves. I think, man, I could be wrong. I think I just heard. I think Caleb Williams is representing himself right now, which is. Well, one, it explains a lot. Two, I kind of understand when you're in a rookie contract, like it's slotted, like I understand that whole thing, but it does create some issues, right? Because there's an agent as a buffer. Brandon Ayuk has essentially said, the hell with the buffer, like I'm just going to go out there and I'm going to be at the forefront of all of this. The reason you sit back and be quiet is because your agent is going to take all of the bullets and he's going to fire all of the bullets back. Mm-hmm. Pardon the expression. But Brandon Ayuk, whether it's starting with his social media behavior, and I think Kyle Mattson, like I think he wrote an article on his Niners Wire stuff a minute ago about don't be surprised if Brandon Ayuk, you know, deletes the 49ers references from his social media account. You know, following, not to, like a playbook, right? Following what we've seen 1,000 times before. Eventually, Brandon Ayuk is going to ask for a trade. This is probably all going to get worked out at some point. Mm-hmm. But that's just kind of the playbook that we see with wide receivers. It's just the playbook we've seen with guys. It's not far off what we saw with Debo. Mm-hmm. And the idea that, man, this is not a shot, but the idea that athletes are about winning is goofy. They're about money. For most of them, what they do, be it a wide receiver or a point guard, is a job. Mm-hmm. And these guys look at it like Brandon Ayuk, for example. I don't know, and this has been my struggle with Brandon Ayuk from jump. I don't know where he ranks with the Jamar Chase's, Justin Jefferson's, you know, the upper.
He's a tier, in my opinion, he's a tier below those guys. Like, those guys are the ones.
So
he's maybe a tier
that's,
two guy.
And that's always what I thought, but he was referenced, and part of it is Jamar Chase is in a contract situation. Mm-hmm. T. Higgins is in a contract situation that I think met its end yesterday. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we just saw what happened with Justin Jefferson earlier this offseason. So it's not just the tier of wide receivers that he's in. It's the players at that position that are negotiating contracts right now. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of the reason he was getting referenced. But I always thought, I don't think Brandon Ayuk is that. Mm-hmm. But maybe these guys are watching a little closer than I am. So I'm a fall back on that thought. Mm-hmm. That's why you don't throw. That's why as an athlete, you don't put those numbers out there publicly. If your agent doesn't, your agent does it. Mm-hmm. But to throw the $30 million out there is a tough look for him because I don't think that's his market. And it's going to look weird inevitably because this is what I ultimately think what's happened is he'll sign for that $26, $27 million range, mm-hmm. which is and I don't know. The 49ers have it, and the other component to all of this is the 49ers have a really unique way of doing things when it comes to their contracts. They're not in a hurry to do anything, except Christian McCaffrey. Except with Christian McCaffrey, they didn't really actually do anything except guarantee something. He already had money on the books. They just guaranteed it. Mm-hmm. And so the mix of the way that the 49ers do business and Ayuk choosing to take this very odd public approach is creating this situation that we have right here, which ultimately is going to get worked out.
I think it's going to get worked out. His leverage isn't very high right now, so he either signs the deal or doesn't play and loses money, or he comes to camp under this contract and he plays that, and he probably gets franchised and all this other stuff.
You said something, though. There. You said leverage.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get back to that?
Yeah,
I want to get back to that because I know what I would say if I was Brandon Ayuk's representative behind closed doors to John Lynch and all of those involved. I know what I would say to him.
And this is a microcosm for just athletes in general. We could have this conversation. I want people to be real with themselves, and be real with themselves. Shout out TC.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you what that means. Monty McNair, and I'm sorry it took 13 minutes to say this. I love listening to PJ Carlisle and we'll talk basketball. He is just fantastic, and he had a really engaging conversation with Monty McNair last night during that summer league game. And Monty said something that I'm going to completely overreact to. I ran it by someone who's way more level-headed than me. Shout out Jill Adge. And she didn't react one way or another. She was just like, oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. But he said something, and the second he said it, it caught my attention. Mm-hmm. And I need you and everybody else to say, bro, chill.
I might not.
It's on the way. Steelo and KC, we're happy you're here with us here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Poor Bronny, man. Just let the kid play basketball. Jesus Christ.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Let him play. Let him develop. We'll see what he is. There's a lot of people on summer league teams and that got drafted that aren't doing much of anything, and nobody says anything about them.
No, not at all. I do want to talk a little bit about the G League last night, particularly something Monty McNair said last night in his conversation with PJ Carlissimo in the summer league broadcast that I think I'm overreacting to. I just need someone to tell me what I heard. Mm. But Brandon Ayuk apparently asked for a trade this morning, and it's the latest in the silly stuff that has surrounded Brandon Ayuk all offseason as it pertains to his contract extension and negotiations with the San Francisco 49ers. You had said something about leverage earlier, and I know that's a popular word after that announcement, because the fact is he's not a free agent. Like, he's got a year on his current deal, and that, you know, there's a lot of when you go into an NFL season, there's a lot that goes along with entering your final year without a contract extension. Usually that results in sitting out, not being a part of camp, not being a part of anything. Mm-hmm. 49ers, I think rookies report today, with the rest of the squad reporting next week, if I have my timeline right.
All right, yeah.
One thing though, and it's timing, and it's not fair. I'm negotiating for my client. Mm-hmm. If I was representing Brandon Ayuk, you talk about leverage. One of the conversations I'd be willing to have is, you have the final pick of the draft as your quarterback. Mm-hmm. You think he's your guy moving forward. You're really confident he's your guy moving forward, mm-hmm. but you don't know for sure. You need to keep as many pieces in place as this young man continues to develop. You did it with Christian McCaffrey. Trent Williams is here. Nick Bosa's the highest paid or second highest paid non-quarterback in the entire league. Mm-hmm. You've got, you know, Debo here. I know you've got decisions to make there. George Kittle's still here for now. You want them here another year. I'm a huge part of that. Mm-hmm. Sorry. My client is a huge part of that. Mm-hmm. You can't afford to play without my client and risk your number 200 and something pick falling flat on his face. It is in the best interest of you and your young quarterback to re-sign my client to a long-term contract extension.
Well, here's what I would say to that. Number one, I don't think he's going to fall flat on his face. We just drafted a wide receiver in the first round. That he's not Brandon Ayuk. We're not here to disrespect you and say that.
Absolutely not. But you and I both know who that receiver is here to replace, and it's not my client.
Oh, it absolutely is. It's either one. You're making our decision for us. We had a decision to make.
You think so?
We had a decision to make. Mm-hmm. We can't have both Brandon and Debo. One of them had to go.
So here's what I need, John. I need you to look me in my face and tell me you think Debo's going to play at a high level for two more years.
If he does or doesn't, it doesn't matter. We had a decision to make. It was either you or Debo. And to be honest with you, we were about to choose you. But you're making a decision for us. But you're making a decision for us, and that
so
receiver.
So what you're saying is ultimately going to happen is I'm making the decision easy for you.
No, you're making the decision.
Yeah, I'm making the decision for you. Okay, salute. Yeah. Good. Because what ultimately is going to happen, and you know this as well as I do, mm-hmm. you can go with Debo now. Mm-hmm. You're going to be without Debo in a year anyways. What? You don't want Debo here long term, and you're only publicly pretending like you do.
No, we'll have him here.
No,
come on. We want Debo.
Let's stop role playing here for a second. You don't think Debo's going to be back here for in two seasons, do you?
Yeah, if Brandon Ayuk ain't there, I'm telling you what it is. they had a decision to make. Now, there's cons, pros and cons to Debo.
I don't
Debo.
Think they want Debo, but that's the point.
I think
the cons are too heavy.
And the cons are too heavy. We'll figure that out. Like, what supersedes all that is the money, right? If Debo's there at $25 million a year, and I've got this rookie wide receiver here, sure, I'll keep Debo around. Mm. But if I have to make a decision between two $25 million wide receivers, I'm going to go with Brandon Ayuk. He's a little bit more durable, whatever the case may be. But if I don't have to make that choice, sure, Debo can stay. That's fine. Mm. I got the rookie guy over here. Here's the other thing about – we'll go back into role playing. Here's the other thing. And you tell me about what I need for my quarterback and all this other stuff. I know you.
Mm.
I know you. And you've played your hand. You played your hand. You're worried about the money. That's your number one thing is the money. What happens if there's no money coming in?
John, you know as well as I do, my client's an idiot.
You better talk to him. You better get him before I kill him. Get him before I kill him.
His dumb ass went out there and started doing podcasts and interviews and all of this dumb stuff. We're realistic about where we're at right mm-hmm. here. And yeah, money is an important component. This is where it gets tricky, though, to me.
Mm-hmm.
D'Lo, the radio show host, Damon, this is where I get confused. Is it $30 million or bust? Because if it is, buddy, like, this ain't going to work.
That's what it sounds like.
But if the 49ers are publicly saying, was it Diana Rossini? Somebody,
mm-hmm.
somebody used a number that said 26, 27, 28 million.
Yeah, yeah.
If that contract has been offered, by the way, there's a big difference between 26 and 28.
Mm-hmm.
But if that contract has been offered, then I don't know what we're doing here.
Mm.
But if they're publicly, the 49ers, are publicly saying 26, 27, 28 million, but they've told Ayuk's representatives, and I guess, again, according to reports today, in May, that the offer's 20 mm-hmm. or 22. Okay, that's a problem. We need to get on the same page. We need to stop playing this high-low game. We need to align, look at the numbers, both the numbers that Brandon Ayuk puts out there on the field and the numbers that the San Francisco 49ers are able to work with, and come to a resolution here. Because, again, there's a big difference in my mind, especially mm-hmm. in the NFL, between $26 million and $28 million. But if you're in that range of, and I'm going to eliminate the 26 and go 27 to $28 million, this is something they have to figure out. Because Brandon Ayuk's, and this is where Brandon Ayuk is not responsible.
Mm-hmm.
This is where Brandon Ayuk's representatives are doing him a severe disservice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, buddy, that money is not out there for you unless you want to go play for the Jacksonville Jaguars. If you want to work out this last year, if you want to go play wherever San Francisco decides that you play, or you want to play your final year with nothing guaranteed the following year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can roll the dice on you getting $30 million from Jacksonville. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is no NFL player should roll the dice on playing their final year of a contract without a guarantee of the following, especially when you have the opportunity to have a guarantee the following year mm-hmm. or years, you take it
mm-hmm.
in the NFL. You take it.
Yeah.
And that's where I do believe he has been a bit of a jackass
mm-hmm.
through this whole process. That's where Brandon Ayuk's agent has to come into play and steer this ship the right way.
And I'll say this. Cause I'm a reference the pivot interview again. And I think when I saw it, I talked to you and talked to some other people about it. I don't want to watch what he has to say, listen to what he has to say, and say he's a jackass or anything like that. He spoke freely. And when we have these interviews and stuff like that, that's what we want. He said his truths. That was his truths. I'm all for it. And I found the tweet. It said, Diana Rossini also said, historically, the 49ers get their deals finalized later in the summer. We'll see. They want to keep Ayuk, but an offer around 26 to 27 million per year is below his asking price. They can still potentially use a franchise tag on Ayuk next season to keep him around.
Hmm.
he spoke freely. And what he said, one of the things he did say in that is they could have got a deal done earlier, but then these other receivers, they didn't. These other receivers started signing, and now yesterday's price isn't today's price. And if I'm the 49ers, I'm telling Brandon Ayuk, the offer is $26 to $27 million. You take it or leave it. Like, there, I think that's part of the reason why they're not negotiating with him, allegedly. What is there to negotiate? We're not going higher. We can't necessarily go higher. This is the deal. You take it or leave it. Maybe this isn't exactly like the NBA or whatever, but you talk about his representation. I'd say, man, take the deal. You can always hold out later. You can always hold out. Take the deal. You play on this contract right here. You play on this contract, which is like $12 million or whatever the case may be, or whatever per year. You get the deal. Hell, you get something locked in where you get something guaranteed at signing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You get
that locked in. Get the money.
Yeah.
And if you don't like what's going on, you can always request a trade.
Mm-hmm.
You can always request a trade. But right now, you're requesting a trade with nothing.
Do you take that deal if you know there's money out there for you elsewhere?
So that's, go ahead.
I was going to say, this is what we're talking about. This is what you're talking about. This is what I was talking about earlier. You can say no and not take that deal if you know money's out there, but you're running the risk, number one, of the Niners don't have to let you go. You're not a free agent. So Washington could be willing to give you $30 million a year. How are you going to get to Washington?
Mm-hmm.
This is where leverage comes into play.
Right.
You're not a free agent, and they've got a franchise tag for you next year. You may never see Washington.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Unless you're like, hey, John Lynch, do me a solid. Like, I don't want to be here. Take me somewhere where I can get paid. And then why would they do that? Just like you, people say, why would you take less money? Why would the Niners do something that purely benefits you if they can't get compensation back in return?
Well, and that the important part of that is, like, you talk about getting traded to Washington, getting traded to New England, teams that have the ability to pay you.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only teams that you can execute a trade with and sign with immediately. The Chiefs can go acquire you,
mm-hmm,
with the idea of, well, we need to beat the 49ers again this year, right, or we need to beat Baltimore. We need to beat whoever. Look, we're going to pay you the $12
million.
Mm-hmm. You're going to play this year with us.
Mm-hmm.
You might win a Super Bowl. You might tear an ACL, but you might win a Super Bowl.
Right.
Maybe we'll have you back next year. It ain't going to be 30.
Right.
But like you have such a limited amount of control. But I want to go back to what you were saying. You can always figure it out later. That's right when Jesse chimed in. Jesse, off the top of your head, can you think of any flaws in what Kenny just said about figure it out later?
You get hurt.
Who is the best player on your favorite football team?
Tyreek, Tua, I don't know.
It's Tyreek Hill, Tyreek, who isn't even the highest paid wide receiver anymore,
mm-hmm,
because he signed the deal. He signed the deal to get the money. And now, after Justin Jefferson, after the wide receiver after wide receiver signed, now he looks woefully underpaid.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, he's stuck. Like, nah. Like, I saw him yesterday, 2 days ago. We'll figure it out. Yeah, because there's nothing else he could do. He has. You talk about eliminating leverage. You think Brandon Ayuk has no leverage now?
Uh-huh.
You're probably right. And this is the nature of the NFL. Unless you're a quarterback, you have no leverage now. He has none. This is not the NBA. He has no leverage if he signs a deal. Absolutely none. And it might be microscopic, but the most leverage he has is right now.
I disagree, and I'm going to tell you, I understand what you're saying. Tyreek Hill has no leverage with like $100 million in the bank. He's made $100 million. I'm just throwing out a number. Mm-hmm. Brandon Ayuk has no leverage with $12 million in the bank.
No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
Those NFL boys. I wish they'd figure that out so we can get them.
Those would be borderline. That would be like on August 1st if it's tied 26-26, we go to an NFL contract to determine the winner.
They're like, oh yeah, what's the most fake money he's ever made?
Right.
But what money has he made, and what money has Adam Schefter reported?
But Brandon Tyreek Hill is stuck with $100 million in his bank.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Ayuk is stuck with $12 million. You go get, like, you're gonna be stuck regardless, right? Go get that $50 million after those first 2 years of that contract, and you may still be stuck, but at least you're stuck paid as opposed to stuck now without being paid and no guarantee. Like, you could, Tyreek Hill could break his leg tomorrow. He made his $100 million. Brandon Ayuk can break his leg tomorrow, tear his ACL. He got 12. Sign the deal. Sign the deal. That's what I would advise to him. Sign the deal. And you can figure it out later. I understand it's not the NBA, but at the very least, at the bare minimum, sign the deal. You're getting the guarantee at the point of signing the contract.
I don't think it's inconceivable that, like, they trade him either. Like, you see Washington or the Patriots overpaying for him too.
Well, there's no need to trade for him right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't trade him.
There's no need to trade. That don't help me out right now. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl. That don't help me out right now. Unless you give me an established player back.
So help me if I'm wrong. I have spot track in front of me.
Okay.
Is he earned $14 million this year?
Sounds about right.
Because he's earned 12 in his career up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a big money year. Now, I don't have the ability to see or even I don't think SpotTrack uses fake money when it comes to the NFL. What originally was your remark about Tyreek got my attention. I was like, I wonder what Tyreek has made. You would have won.
Well, I don't count it. No, you played the music. Well, Jesse, did you play the music or not? Count it.
Jesse didn't register a guess. But it was 93. It was 93.4 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much he's earned to date. Now I don't know what in the remaining years is real and what's fake. I know that. Okay, now I'm starting to see this. This isn't real.
What he has left
because they have the 45 at the end, which we know he's not going to see 2026. Wow. But this is the last year of Brandon Ayuk's deal, and it's at $14 million. A lot of people are throwing the franchise term around. Mm-hmm. This is where, again, if you're Brandon Ayuk's agent, you've got to be ahead of this because that number is 20. Even with all of these new contracts, that number is $21 million.
Is it 21 or is it 24?
I have it as 21.
I thought T. Higgins is making 24.
I have the wide receiver. Well, that says non-exclusive. The exclusive one could be different.
It's still close. I mean, 21, 24. It's in the vicinity.
Well, again, in NFL wise, there's a big difference between 21 and 24. Mm-hmm. I'll do better research. I apologize. I keep coming up with 21, but
no, you're right.
It's 21 million. Yeah. Okay.
What did T. Higgins sign for?
21.8.
I thought I heard 24. I was wrong.
And he'll be a free agent next year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because they're not going to franchise him again because of the financial ramifications mm-hmm. that has
right.
on a team. So. If you're now, I don't know, and this has been the conversation about T. Higgins for weeks. What is his market?
Mm-hmm.
He's the second best receiver on his team.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not to minimize his importance, but the dude in front of him is like he might be number two in the entire league.
Mm-hmm.
And you start looking at this, it's like, man, you have a chance to make. We'll go on the low end, $26 million.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're staring at a franchise tag next year of 21. And the only way you get the franchise tag, by the way, is to play this entire year at $14 million with no assurances you're going to get the franchise tag next year.
Right.
Whereas, and this is the most, I think this is the best point that you've made. And this, when I'm being honest with my client, is what you present. The 49ers have an offer in front of us. You don't like the 26.
Mm-hmm.
Let me work on the amount of money that you get when that pen touches paper. Not next year, but the second you sign that contract, that money hits your bank account. Let me work on that number. Your ego might be hurt. Your bank account won't be. And back to what your original point was at 12 o'clock, you're going to have a chance to compete for a Super Bowl.
Yeah. And that,
buddy, you're not going to have that opportunity in New England, in Washington, or any of these teams that have blown up my phone and have said they're willing to pay you $30 million. It's great. You can make $30 million. Mm-hmm. Your guarantee going to be about the same, by the way, just for the record. You can make that $30 million per just to inflate your ego. Just understand, as Mike Tyson says,
I don't know, man. I might just fade into Bolivia.
Ain't nobody going to be worried about you.
No. And that's where, and this is what I was talking about with securing Kuz the sack. It talked about he'd be stupid for taking less or whatever the case may be. If they're offering him 26, 27, like you signed a deal. You signed a deal and you figure it out later. It's not going to be perfect. Like you just, the Tyreek Hill example was spot on. Like, it's not the NBA. You can't necessarily figure it out in a perfect way. But Tyreek Hill is figuring it out while being rich, while Brandon Ayuk is figuring it out. Or I'll go to the flip side. R.I.P. Tyreek Hill is stuck while being rich, while Brandon Ayuk is stuck and facing not making a dime this year. You know what I mean? And like that's the deal. In the Matthews Mattress Chatty House, Daniel, the Raiders fan, says Casey said as a Niners fan signed a deal. It doesn't. I'm not even talking about Niner this and that. I'm talking about get the money first. Like you're not in a position to not get the money if that's what you're really worried about. That's how you get the money. And you talk about, you know, all these other teams willing, there's teams willing to give them $30 million $30 million a year. If I'm the representative, I'd talk to Brandon Ayuk and I'd say, all right, how do we get there? You're not in control of your destiny. How do you get there? If New England is saying, we'll give you $30 million, and we're like, cool, call the Niners, see if you can work out a trade. And New England's like, we're only giving you a third rounder. Why would the 49ers do that?
Yeah.
So, like, how are you going to get there? Take this money now. Take the signing bonus. Play. You've got relative guaranteed money already there for you. And if it's still not working out for you next year or after this year or whatever the case may be, we'll revisit this. We'll ask for a trade or we'll do something different. And then you may be a little bit more valuable to other teams because you're under contract and you're under X amount of dollars.
See, but that's even more reason for the Niners not to trade you, though, because you're under contract. You can't go anywhere.
You can't go anywhere now.
You wait out 2 years or whatever, play next year on the franchise, you're free.
The Niners are stuck after that point
because you're stuck with Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, but it's a game in the NFL though. It's a game of chicken because there is no situation, in my opinion. Like, hey, and salute to guys like Kirk Cousins has done it. I think Dak is doing it. You should not play the last year of your contract, especially when you're 26 years old. You should not play the last year of your contract without any sort of guarantee the following year. Not in the NFL. This is not a Kevin Durant tears his Achilles in the finals, misses an entire year, signs a max contract. Klay Thompson tears his ACL, signs a max contract. Tear your ACL in the NFL. Go ahead. See how many teams swarm to negotiate after that. They'll have a meeting. Hey, no one's doing anything crazy with this kid that tore his ACL, right? No? Okay, just making sure. Just making sure we're all on the same page.
And look, the other thing about that, while they're not the NBA, I could, and maybe somebody, the agent, has more info on this, but I'm just going by history. They ain't going to cut you in the first and second year. That's about as guaranteed as it gets.
Like first and second year of a contract extension? Oh, yeah, no chance.
They're not cutting.
Because that's where all the guarantee is.
Right. So you get
that's what we were talking about with Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, you get your money when you're signing. And then you're going to get that first and second $26 million year. Like, you're going to get that. At the back end, that's when you got to worry about it. But if you sign right now, like, say for instance, you know, you sign the contract, you play next year at $14 million, you play the first year at $26 million, you could ask for a trade then. They're mm-hmm. not going to cut you.
Mm-hmm.
They're not taking that $30 million cap hit or whatever the case may be. And you've already got, at that point, let's just say $50, $60 million in your bank account from what you did the previous 2 years.
And you're still owed the money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sign the contract, Brandon. Now, real quick.
If the numbers are what's out there, it's that's not an insulting number for Brandon Ayuk.
It's not at all. It's not at all. It
Brandon Ayuk's not Justin Jefferson.
No. It's 100% fair.
And this isn't this won't be Brandon Ayuk's last contract.
Mm-mm. No. This is 100% fair. I hear what Brandon Ayuk wants. I would advise him to sign the contract. I'd advise him to sign the contract.
We'll come back. There's a lot more to talk about. I hate trying to rifle through NFL contracts. They don't make any sense. 38, 31. That's Justin Jefferson. I assume it's real. I need to find the Florio breakdown of Justin Jefferson's contract. So I think once you have Justin Jefferson's contract, you work from there. Because Jamar hasn't signed yet, right?
No, Jamar hasn't signed. I also think Waddle and Devontae Smith are the ones that.
Yeah, Waddle was a killer.
That's the one he's
for a lot of wide receivers. Waddle was a killer. We'll come back. We'll continue talking about this Brandon Ayuk situation. I want to talk Kings basketball as well. I want to talk Monty McNair and something he said last night that got my attention. It's dealing with KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. $88 million fully guaranteed for Justin Jefferson when he signed his deal. $38 million in year one, $69.9 million through 2 years. After that is where you start having to, some of this is an injury guarantee, some of this is fully guaranteed, and it gets a little, they get extremely hard to follow after that. But that's obviously the benchmark, because I don't think there's any question that Justin Jefferson is the best wide receiver in the league. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Jalen Waddle mm-hmm. earlier. Waddle's the one who, when you use a term like reset the market, mm-hmm. he might have thrown the market off a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, he may have been the one who reset things, because he's not Justin Jefferson. And he didn't get paid like Justin Jefferson, but he got paid more than Tyreek Hill. And while Waddle is very, very good, he's not the best wide receiver on his own team. Mm-hmm. And that's not, and this is where, again, this is where the way NFL contracts being negotiated are like a detriment, because in situations exactly like this, not necessarily for the Miami Dolphins, though the Dolphins may feel like they have something to work on down the road with Tyreek Hill. This is the argument people are using. Mm-hmm. And Waddle getting paid more than Tyreek Hill isn't a proclamation that Waddle is better than Tyreek Hill. He just negotiated a better contract. He negotiated a better contract, a year later than Tyreek Hill did? Mm-hmm. And Tyreek just got to own that. Like, Tyreek wanted I don't know this, but it's how it worked out. Tyreek wanted the highest annual value. All right, you got it. Mm-hmm. How'd you get it? Well, they threw in a fake year of $45 million mm-hmm. that you are never going to see. Now, Tyreek knows that. Mm-hmm. But again, when you talk about having a moment of puffing up your chest, when you have a moment of inflating your ego, it's when the news report comes out that Tyreek Hill has the highest annual average value per year than any other football player. Right. Now, that was thrown out the door pretty quick. Well, he still got that wide receiver. Well, no, he doesn't, because mm-hmm. that final year isn't real. Then when you break that down, I don't even think Tyreek is top five when you throw that $45 million out.
Mm.
So it's not, and that's, again, Brandon Ayuk's agent is smart enough to recognize this. Top paid wide receivers doesn't always mean the top five best wide receivers. Though those are the group that influences the franchise tag.
Right.
So you got to be aware of that stuff too. But this is a, Waddle, you mentioned him right before the break. Waddle was the one who may have thrown all this off. And Waddle, Jesse, if you remember, Waddle was in the 25, 26 range.
He was 26 or 28.
See, that to me, that's where Brandon Ayuk is.
He's 28 at the way the math maps out. He's 28 annually, right? So he's...
Well, I'm going to blow that line of thinking up in two seconds.
His three-year extension, I don't know when it necessarily starts, but this year he's at a million. That's crazy. But it goes 16, 16, 23.
Well, I bet he got a signing bonus.
That's true. That too. It goes 16, 16, 23, 25. The other one to look at is Armon St. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
His is 30 annually, right? But it's 27, 23, and then the last year is 35, which is not going to see. And I know Brandon Ayuk ain't no dummy, and his representation ain't no dummy. Like, maybe they're asking for the same structured type of deal where I can report I'm making $30 million a year, and then, you know, it's backloaded a little bit, and that last year we won't see. I'm just going to assume that's what they're trying to do. But, yeah, you're getting $26, $27 million a year annually. Like, I don't know. You're good. And I know this whole culture of you don't leave a dime on the table and all this other stuff.
Good,
man. $26, $27
million. So, see, this is why you just don't go to Spot Track. This is why you really have to work.
Uh-huh.
The $28 million that you were referencing, that's the average value of the new money he got.
For Waddle.
For Waddle. Okay. The $28 million is the average value of the new money he got. It's not the average value of the entire duration of the contract.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the signing bonus and all of those other things. It's all those inflated numbers that get him to 28. If you got Brandon Ayuk at real life money at 26, 27, hell, even 28, that works.
Mm.
That works.
Mm-hmm.
And you still get referenced with Waddle, but you still get referenced with Amon-Ra St. Brown, as you just mentioned, Justin Jefferson, and then in all likelihood, Jamar Chase is going to move up there in the Justin Jefferson territory, but you'll still be top five.
Right. There's a couple of things. Like I said, I want to be careful, I guess, with how I talk about this Pivot interview, because Brandon Ayuk didn't say anything wrong in that interview. He did not say anything wrong. I heard a lot of people who...
You were pretty fired up about it.
A lot of people were. So people kept hitting me about it that day. Like, people were talking about, oh, man, he's this and that. He came out, da-da-da-da. Like, they were talking bad about him when it came out. And I was like, let me see what's going on. And I wouldn't, once again, I wouldn't say he said anything in there bad that would make me not like Brandon Ayuk or nothing like that. He's fine. He spoke open and honestly about it. But it did make me look at him differently. As opposed to like, oh, that's what you're about.
But correct me if I'm wrong, and I can even use yesterday's show, particularly the 3 o'clock hour when we were talking about Jalen Brunson, to base this thought of.
Mm-hmm.
You prefer, I don't want to say prefer, that's maybe with your team you prefer. Mm-hmm. You like athletes to be team first guys.
Not necessarily. I want you got to know what you're getting into, right? So if you're on a good team and you want the most money, you got to know not everybody's going to get that money. Like, you just got it. Like, history tells you that. So if you're kind of the last guy on deck, you either be prepared to get traded to a lesser team and understand that you're not going to win as much, or be able to take a couple million dollars less.
Is Brandon Ayuk the best wide receiver on the San Francisco 49ers?
I'd say so. He's number one receiver.
I think he's easily the best wide receiver too.
I think he's number one. Be honest, but
Debo's a playmaker. But as far as like running routes and receiver and all that, like, Debo has 1 year of over 1,000.
So
I was just gonna say, I think he's the most replaceable.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay. So okay, elaborate.
He's the most replaceable person in that skill position set. When you talk about McCaffrey, Debo, Kittle, Ayuk. Who's easier to find? Like, because this, I had this conversation earlier. He's not blazing fast. He's not super tall. He's just a really good route runner that understands how to get open.
Yeah, I think we know you hate who was it? Cooper? Who was it?
Puka.
That's who it was. Yeah, you hate Puka.
I love Puka.
You hate,
when he plays a Niner.
So and I see Aldrin Jay in the chatty house agrees with you. He's most replaceable. So let me word this a little bit differently because I'm not challenging you on anything regarding the San Francisco 49ers. I'm gonna give you like my little peon perspective to use the word that you were using Friday, which you still haven't posted those alleged text messages.
My screen froze.
Imagine that.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.